From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Bean Restaurant in downtown Lawrence, offering an event space located at 725 Massachusetts for private parties. More at 715mass.com.
63 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Manhattan. The time is 3:06.
New licenses to explore for fossil fuels, but this isn't signed into law. A new right-wing government could change gears and bring in more companies to explore for coal, oil, and gas. So, is Colombia's energy transition story a happy one? González Espinosa has thoughts.
It is not a happy story. It is not a sad story. It's just a real story.
Julia Simon, NPR News, Bogotá, Colombia.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Xavier Foley on bass, Thursday, November 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Thanks for joining us on this Veterans Day. Thanks to all of you who served. Thanks to all of you who supported those who served. Coming up in our next 30 minutes in connection with NPR's occasional series, Here to Help, KPR kicks off its very own salute to volunteers with a Douglas County Master Gardener.
It's a little intimidating to say I'm a volunteer of this organization, but I am constantly learning science-based information about growing plants, about soil.
Here to Help, KPR style, coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have evening classical music with Destiny till 9 o'clock. Music of America featured tonight, honoring Veterans Day with music by Aaron Copland, Kurt Vile, Mark O'Connor, and more. If you're joining us on KPR 2 at 7 o'clock, you will hear Reveal. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-30s. A little bit warmer tomorrow. Highs in the mid-60s up to the upper 60s for Thursday. We'll get into the 70s on Friday. It's 3:20. This is KPR.
Morris Katz, a strategist behind the historic mayoral win of Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani in New York. He wants to replicate that across the country. On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition, the latest national, international, and regional news. Tomorrow, your local host is Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Liberty Hall Video in downtown Lawrence, with more than 11,000 titles on DVD and Blu-ray available to rent, from classics to cults. Hours and inventory available online at libertyhall.net.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 64 degrees in Topeka. It's 3:30.
I'm Maria Navarro in San Antonio.
A mixed bag on Wall Street today. The Dow gained more than 500 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lawson with your regional headlines. Rural Marion County, Kansas will pay a total of $3 million to settle a lawsuit over its role in a small-town newspaper raid that made national news. As Frank Morris reports, that newspaper, the Marion County Record, is still pressing a lawsuit against the city of Marion.
On Friday morning in the summer of 2023, Marion, Kansas's entire five-member police force and two sheriff's deputies stormed the town's newspaper office and the publisher's home, confronting the publisher's 98-year-old mother, who had a heart attack and died the next day. The officers seized computers and cell phones, looking for evidence that the paper had improperly obtained confirmation of a local business owner's drunk driving conviction. An investigation later found no evidence of criminal conduct by the paper. This week, the county apologized. It'll split the $3 million payment among the publisher, two reporters, and the town's former vice mayor, whose home was also raided. The arrangement doesn't clear the police chief of criminal charges or the city's liability in approving the raids. I'm Frank Morris.
South Korean citizens residing in Kansas can now get a Kansas driver's license without having to take a test. Officials from South Korea and Kansas announced that deal yesterday. It will also allow Kansans living in South Korea to get a license without testing. Kansas joins 20 other states that have reached similar agreements with South Korea. In a statement, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly said the agreement is a testament to the state's, quote, mutually beneficial partnership with South Korea. Kelly says South Korea ranks among the state's most important global partners with ties in trade, investment, and education. The Northern Lights could be visible in parts of Missouri and Kansas if conditions are favorable tonight and tomorrow night. Americans across much of the northern half of the country and possibly even as far south as Alabama could see the lights, also known as the Aurora Borealis. The Space Weather Prediction Center says a geomagnetic storm above Earth produces the northern lights, and the stronger the storm, the farther south the lights could appear. For the best chance of seeing aurora lights, head to a dark location with clear skies and look to the northern horizon. Clear skies expected tonight with lows in the mid-30s. It's 63 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 3:35.
Support
or... And you can find both episodes in the Up First feed or at npr.org.
This is NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Volunteers play a huge part in making a community a community. In connection with NPR's occasional series Here to Help, KPR's Kay McIntyre is kicking off our own Here to Help series a little bit closer to home.
Especially, what, 14, 15 years later, yeah, that's what one of the things that keeps me going.
Debbie Zabel of Lawrence is a Douglas County Master Gardener and KPR's first Here to Help volunteer. She was visiting with KPR's Kay McIntyre. If there's someone you would like to nominate for Here to Help, drop us a line using the Contact Us page at our website, KansasPublicRadio.org. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, and lots of other frequencies all around the state.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at KansasTreeCare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Coming up in our next half hour, we will get you an update of news headlines. We will talk more about air traffic. Concerns about the air traffic controllers. Hundreds of flights have been canceled. We will also hear from Senator John Fetterman, Democrat of Pennsylvania, has a new memoir out. We'll talk with him. All coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan. Providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
64 degrees in Manhattan, 65 in Emporia. It's 10 minutes before 4.
NPR Station.
The 26-year-old political strategist behind Zohran Mamdani's historic win in New York talks about the future of the Democratic Party on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines coming your way in just about 1 minute. The time is 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Hall Center, presenting their 20th anniversary open house Thursday, November 13th at the Hall Center for the Humanities. Open to the public. Details at hallcenter.ku.edu.
65 degrees in Lawrence, 65 in Manhattan. It's 4:06.
PR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines, we will meet the women behind the I've Had It podcast, which has kind of become a household name for a lot of voters who don't like the Trump administration's policies and also don't much like how the Democratic Party leadership has been responding. Then, holiday get-togethers are on the way. They'll be here before you know it. And if you are looking for some fun things to do with the whole family, you might consider a new card or board game. The owner of a Wichita toy store says there are a whole lot of new ones to choose from.
Single-player games, multiplayer games, party games, games that are great to play with kids where you don't have to dumb down to play with them is even better. I think that's a real category.
We'll hear about some fun family entertainment options coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-60s. Upper 60s for a high on Thursday. Lower 70s for a high on Friday. Mid-70s for the high on Saturday with a chance of rain, then temperatures dropping again once we get to the next work week.
Support for NPR comes from strategists who want the party to see where it's going wrong.
We would be doing a deep disservice to our party and to the country if we were not looking in the mirror.
We speak to Morris Katz, a strategist behind the historic mayoral win of Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani in New York. He wants to replicate that across the country. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 a.m. You will hear Morning Edition with the latest national and international news. Jay Schaefer will have your latest local news.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 4:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Rural Marion County, Kansas will pay a total of $3 million to settle a lawsuit over its role in a small-town newspaper raid that made national news. As Frank Morris reports, that paper, the Marion County Record, is still pressing a lawsuit against the city of Marion.
On Friday morning in the summer of 2023, Marion, Kansas's entire five-member police force and two sheriff's deputies stormed the town's newspaper office and the publisher's home, confronting the publisher's 98-year-old mother, who had a heart attack and died the next day. The officers seized computers and cell phones, looking for evidence that the paper had improperly obtained confirmation of a local business owner's drunk driving conviction. An investigation later found no evidence of criminal conduct by the paper. This week, the county apologized. It'll split the $3 million payment among the publisher, two reporters, and the town's former vice mayor, whose home was also raided. The arrangement doesn't clear the police chief of criminal charges or the city's liability in approving the raids. I'm Frank Morris.
Both of Kansas's Republican U.S. senators voted with the majority last night to fund the federal government. They were critical votes. 8 members of the Democratic caucus joined 52 Republicans to meet the minimum number of 60 votes required to move forward. WIBW-TV reports Senator Jerry Moran called the shutdown, quote, useless and unnecessary. Senator Roger Marshall blamed Democrats for, quote, holding the government hostage. The U.S. House must now pass the measure before the government can reopen. The city of Topeka is expanding a program to help needy residents pay their water bills. Effective immediately, the city is increasing the annual credit for its water assistance program from $200 to $300. The program assists low-income residents. The city also has a water share program that allows customers to make a donation on their bill that will be used to help others pay their bills. Clear skies in the forecast for northeast and east central Kansas tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow sunny with a high in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low in the lower 40s. More sunshine on Thursday with a high in the upper 60s. You're listening to KPR and it is 4:35.
Support for NPR.
So in that way, it's interesting because I wear this bracelet that has some of my mom's ashes in it whenever I travel. And I had it up there that day. And I had told a friend of mine a few days before, I'm like, I wish I would have brought some more of her ashes because this would be a beautiful place to spread some of them. And I discovered the day after I left that I lost the bracelet up there. And so now in my mind, it's like that was her being like, listen, whether you like it or not, a piece of me is going to stay here. And that brings some kind of comfort to me.
Jonathan's parents say people sharing their stories has helped them process their own grief.
Almost every week, there's still somebody that will come up to me and say, hey, you don't know me, but I had this experience with Jonathan and it's changed my life. It's made me want to be a better person. Or he came into my life right at a time when I was at my lowest and he helped me through it.
Jonathan Fielding was 19 years old. He was the 4th oldest of 6 children.
And if you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The holiday season is on the way, and if you have been casting about looking for some fun things to do during family get-togethers, you might consider a new card game or a new board game. Suzanne Perez talked with the owner of a Wichita toy store to see what is new for your game table this year.
If you're shopping for a game this holiday, family games, Tacta takes only 15 or 20 minutes to play. So whether you have little pockets of time or a whole evening together, board games are a great option.
You can have full-on game nights or, you know, the rain crushed your plans. You can pull out a game and have a great time.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
You'll find photos and more information on these and other board games at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Arts Commission, accepting nominations for the 2026 Kansas Governor's Arts Awards, celebrating artists, organizations, and businesses. Details at kansasartscommission.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then Visa and MasterCard say they have reached a deal to resolve a long-running battle with businesses over swipe fees, but not everybody's happy, so we're going to talk about that. Also, Adelita Grijalva, Democrat representing a district in Arizona, has had to wait about 40 days to be sworn in. Now the Speaker of the House says he's going to swear in tomorrow. Find out more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum. Now till December 31st. Details at LecomptonKansas.com.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-30s. It's 64 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 5.
NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Get caught up on all the news from overnight and more. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 2 hours of all things considered yet to come. It's 5 o'clock.
More at lodestarfoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas counties since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
It's 61 degrees in Lawrence, 60 in Emporia. It's 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
Stay with us. Coming up in just about 12 minutes, we'll get you an update of news headlines. Before we get to 6 o'clock, you may have heard the Here to Help series on NPR, both in All Things Considered and Morning Edition. Well, KPR is starting its own version, focusing on people in our broadcast area. Just a bit. We are going to meet a Douglas County Master Gardener. Kay McIntyre has the interview coming right up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, it's evening classical music with the Music of America, featured tonight honoring Veterans Day with music by Aaron Copland, Kurt Weill, Mark O'Connor, and many more. If you're joining us on KPR Two stations, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for Reveal. Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-60s. Down to the lower 40s tomorrow night. Highs in the upper 60s are forecast for Thursday. But cooling off a lot next week, so be ready for that. It's 61 degrees in Lawrence and 61 in Topeka. It's 5:20.
Socialist Zohran Mamdani in New York. He wants to replicate that across the country. On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will handle the local duties.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 60 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 5:30.
And you're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Marion County will pay a total of $3 million to three journalists and a city councilor connected to an incident with the Marion County Record in 2023. The Marion County Sheriff's Office also issued a statement admitting regret for its handling of search warrants connected to raids on homes and the offices of the Marion County Record. Marion County's Board of Commissioners approved agreements yesterday with Eric Meyer, the owner and editor of the newspaper, Marion City Councilor Ruth Herbel, and journalists Deb Groover and Phyllis Zorn. Kansas Reflector reports that the agreements could have an impact in the paper's ongoing cases against the city of Marion. The county's agreements with Groover and Zorn do not include admissions of regret. The county agreed to pay Meyer $1.5 million, Herbal to receive $650,000, Zorn $600,000, and Groover $250,000. That's according to copies of the agreements obtained by the Kansas Reflector. Insurance will cover most of the funds, but the county itself must pay Meyer $50,000. An additional lawsuit against the former Marion Police Chief Gideon Cody was settled earlier this year for $235,000. The city of Topeka is expanding a program to help needy residents pay their water bills. Effective immediately, the city is increasing the annual credit for its water assistance program from $200 to $300. The program assists low-income residents. The city also has a water share program that allows customers to make a donation on their bill that will be used to help others pay their bill. The northern lights could be visible in parts of Missouri and Kansas if conditions are favorable tonight and tomorrow night. Americans over much of the northern half of the nation and perhaps as far south as Alabama could see the lights, also known as the Aurora Borealis. The Space Weather Prediction Center says a geomagnetic storm above Earth produces the northern lights, and the stronger the storm, the farther south the lights may appear. For the best chance of seeing the aurora, head to a dark location with clear skies and look to the northern horizon. Lows tonight in the mid-30s, highs tomorrow in the mid-60s. This is KPR, and it's 5:35.
Support for NPR.
Basically,
1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year.
And you're going to school.
Yeah.
So it's like you're a civilian suddenly.
Right, back to being a civilian. It was bizarre.
Dave Carlson's story continues in our podcast. It's called Carlson's War, and you can find both episodes in the Up First feed or at npr.org.
This is NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Volunteers play a huge part in making a community a true community. In connection with NPR's occasional series, Here to Help, KPR's Kay McIntyre kicks off our own Here to Help series a little bit closer to home.
It's a clear, crisp morning at the Douglas County Fairgrounds in Lawrence, and in their demonstration garden, a handful of volunteers are playing in the dirt.
I'll have to correct you, Kay. That's playing in the soil. My name is Debbie Zabel. I am a volunteer with Extension Douglas County Master Gardener since 2011.
In the interest of full disclosure, Debbie has been one of my best friends for the past 30 years. She's also one of the most dedicated volunteers I know. That's why she's our first Here to Help volunteer, KPR's new occasional series highlighting the work that volunteers do in our community. Debbie, what kind of work do you do as a master gardener?
Well, that can be a really broad answer. What I like to do is be in the gardens. We have many demonstration gardens throughout Douglas County. I work in the demonstration one at the fairgrounds. I also help with youth gardening. That's been a passion for the last 14 years. But there are a lot of diverse activities going on in master gardeners.
When you say you like to work in the demonstration gardens, what exactly are you demonstrating here?
I work in the vegetable garden, and our goal is to grow vegetables, fruits and vegetables that we can grow here in Kansas. And working with the problems and the difficulties that might provide, trying to demonstrate to the homeowner what they can do in their gardens.
You said that you like to work in the vegetable garden. What happens to those vegetables?
The vegetables we grow, we donate. Some goes to Just Food. Others go to Ballard Food Pantry. We will give them away to anyone who wants some.
Speaking of the vegetable garden, what's going on here today?
Well, today is a kind of, it's a very special day. We are across the street from the Kennedy Childhood Center. And so a couple times a year, we invite preschoolers to come over and help us in the garden. And today we are going to be digging sweet potatoes.
And here they come.
Oh, I heard
Debbie, what do you get out of volunteering?
You know, initially I joined because I just had this itch to do something other than, I was a stay-at-home mom, and to do something that I was excited about. Not that I wasn't excited about raising kids and their activities, but something that I chose to do. And this was a natural place for me to go. In thinking about volunteering, I do enjoy my time doing stuff, but, you know, one of the components that I hadn't even considered was how it makes me feel. I enjoy working with other people who are similar-minded. I've met some really neat people through this organization and made some really good friends. I also enjoy learning, and I realized I need to be learning about things. And so that was a component that I didn't really expect to be that important to me, but I have found, especially, 14, 15 years later, that's one of the things that keeps me going.
Debbie Zabel of Lawrence is a Douglas County Master Gardener and KPR's first Here to Help volunteer. She visited with KPR's Kay McIntyre. If there's someone you would like to nominate for Here to Help, drop us a line using the Contact Us page on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
Thanks for joining us this evening. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines, then an update on the air traffic controller situation. Hundreds continuing to work without pay. Hundreds of flights have been canceled. We'll talk about it, plus a conversation with Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-30s. Sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-60s. Down to the lower 40s tomorrow night. Back into the upper 60s for Thursday. It's 10 minutes before 6.
The next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It is Morning Edition with the latest national, international, and regional news. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. K210CR Atchison, 89.9. K258BT Manhattan, 99.5. And at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.